Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is a pleasure having you. I wanted to let you know we have a Santa Rosa update. We have a special announcement. We have a kitten shower tonight, and you don't want to miss out on this. We have Randy Lambert, who's the Chief of Animal Services, and we have Jennifer Arne, who's the Foster Coordinator with the Santa Rosa Animal Shelter. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
If you want to join in this conversation, if you miss out on something and you have a question, you need to ask them about maybe adoption, volunteering, please do 437-1620. You can call or text. So we have a special event tonight.
We do. It is, we're actually doing, for the full month of April, it's kind of like a virtual kitten shower. We are asking for donations, but then tonight at the shelter from 4 to 6 p.m., in Milton.
Okay.
We're going to have the kitten shower.
Yes, and this is 4451 Pine Forest Road, and I always have to remind you, it's Milton.
Correct.
It's in Milton. And so they can come tonight between 4 and 6.
Yes.
And is there a list of things they can purchase?
There is a list online. Some of the things that we do need are kitten formula, bottles. They're called Miracle Nipples. You can get some ideas online. We have a long list of, and anything is appreciated.
Awesome. And they would go to santarosafl.gov. Let me double check that for you. santarosafl.fl.gov, and then check on and click on Animal Services. Is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then we'll have that list for you. It has the location, times, things like that. And so we have a lot of kittens that are going to be born soon.
Correct. We have, we're entering into kitten season now. We're going to see an explosion of kittens coming on the scene, which also leads us to our needs that we have and why we're doing this kitten shower. But in addition to the needs of the items, we also need fosters that will help us with the kittens until we can get them to the appropriate age to have them altered and ultimately adopted out.
Right. So we're looking for volunteers to foster.
Absolutely.
And how would they go about doing that? Is that online they would sign up?
Again, that you can find that path on our website. And then we do a little quick class with you to make sure you understand what the needs are, what to look for, how to do different things. Bottle feeding those kittens can be a lot of fun. And just what to look for and how it all happens.
Oh, great. And so that's on... That is at santarosa.fl.gov. Again, they're having a kitten shower this evening from 4 to 6, right, Jennifer?
Correct.
4 to 6 over at the Animal Services, right?
Yes.
At the Animal Shelter, excuse me. And that's 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. If you're, by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are here with the Animal Shelter, Santa Rosa Animal Shelter, talking about the kitten shower. There's kittens going to be born soon. They need some help. They also really need some dog food, correct?
Correct. We really struggle with being able to have enough dog food for our dogs. We try to stick with one particular brand just because it helps with the digestive situation for the dogs. We want to try to keep that as consistent as possible. So if you go to our site or to some of our wish lists that we have, you'll see that we ask for donations for pedigree dog food.
Pedigree dog food. And you can buy pedigree pretty much anywhere?
Anywhere.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Walmart, Target, PetSmart.
Chewy.
Oh, Chewy's a good one too. Definitely Chewy.
And they'll ship it straight to us.
There you go. It's like Amazon.
Absolutely.
Is your kitten list on Amazon as well, or is it just on your website?
I believe that they did link it to Amazon. I think that it is an Amazon list.
So even if you don't get something maybe tonight, they can. This is going on all month, correct?
Correct.
Yes, so they can have something shipped directly to you.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. That's an excellent way for people to give back. Tonight, if you're busy, you can still give back. Head on over to their website, santarosa.fl.gov. See the list, see what they need. They need some dog food. Like you said, you can have that shipped straight over. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to join in this conversation, if you have a question, 437-1620. Let's talk a little bit about your statistics over here. On your website is amazing. Total adoptions is over 2,000.
Correct?
That is great. And then Cross the Rainbow Bridge is very small. And tell us a little bit about that.
We adopted, what, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago almost now, to go to a no-kill shelter. And mm-hmm. what does that mean? That means that 90% or better of our animals have a favorable outcome, a live outcome. They get adopted out, transferred out, what have you. You know, we have some situations where we'll get in these neonate kittens and they don't always make it. So those numbers actually go against us. Mm-hmm. So it's an achievement to stay above that 90%. And I think we're generally around 95, 96% live outcome.
That's great. That's a great statistic, definitely. And so can people just come and check out your animals during the week? Can they say they want to stop by, or how does it work?
Anyone who wants to come and check out our shelter is more than welcome to do it at any time. I would welcome the opportunity to give anybody a tour if they want to contact me at randyl@santarosa.fl.gov. I'd be more than happy to set up a time and give them a tour. As I can give them the 50 cents tour or the dollar tour, whichever one you're looking for. And we'll.
What about the $5 tour?
I'll give them the $5 tour if they want to.
That's awesome. So if you want to check it out, you want to go over there and see the animals. We had a little animal in last Friday for Frisky Friday, a little kitty cat that was really sweet. It had it purring on the air. So that was a lot of fun. Again, they're having a kitten shower tonight from 4 to 6 at the animal shelter in Milton. Again, let me tell you that address. It is 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, Florida, 32583. Their phone number is 983-4680. I would definitely head on over to their website, santarosa.fl.gov, and click on Animal Service. They have tons of information on your website.
Right. There's lots of information on how you can adopt animals or foster animals or volunteer. We could not do this mission that we're on without the fosters and the volunteers. We have volunteers that come in two or three times a week. We have some that come in once a month. We welcome them all. We need them all because there's plenty to do.
Right. And so even if your time is limited, you can still help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't discourage anyone that has limited time. We'll take the limited time that they have.
They also have a search lost pet page on here. Is that with pictures or how does that work?
Right, with pictures. It's just a way to try to reunite you with your animal.
That's great. And so you can click on that. There's a shelter wish list. Is that where the adoption, the kitten shower list is?
Yes, you can find some kitten items under that.
Under that, perfect. We're going to take a quick break here on News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have more to come. If you have any questions about the kitten shower or about animal, maybe volunteering, please give us a call, 437-1620. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with a Pensacola Expert Panel. I have the pleasure of having Randy Lambert, the Chief of Animal Services, and Jennifer Arndt, Foster Coordinator for Santa Rosa Animal Shelter, with us today. We're discussing a kitten shower, so if you would like to head on over there tonight from 4 to 6 in Milton, they have a list of things that are needed on their website. That website is santarosa.fl.gov. Animal Services. Just click on Animal Services. They have all the information that you need. If you have a question for them, a comment, 437-1620. I know they're in need of dog food, and they would prefer pedigree. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, because they don't want the dogs to get a tummy ache.
Exactly.
That's a big mess to clean up, and they don't want to do that. So definitely help them out in that department. We're talking about, too, you can also go to Amazon and just have it delivered straight to them.
Yes. We have a few people who donate that way. They just click, 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 and next thing you know, it shows up at our door, and we really appreciate that. Again, our wonderful fosters that we have, our wonderful volunteers that we have, and I cannot forget Our staff is awesome. But we also have another way to give back, and that is we started this initiative back in February, and it's a kennel sponsorship program mm-hmm. that we have. It started in February. It's a year-long sponsorship. And you're able to get your business or your family name or in memory of put on Aww. A kennel sponsor. And we have those for dogs and cats, different levels, gold, silver, bronze.
Okay.
Just kind of depending on what level you're comfortable with. We're going to start prorating those going forward for the rest of the year.
Okay.
And because we want to start them on January 1st again. Mm-hmm. But you would actually have a plaque that would go up there that will show that that particular kennel is being sponsored by you, either your business, again, either your business or in memory of, or just your family, whatever it is that you're looking for.
Aww.
And those, that money is, you're not sponsoring the animal in that kennel. Hopefully that animal won't be there a year from now. Mm-hmm. What you are sponsoring is that kennel, and it okay. just goes for the general well-being of the animals in the shelter.
What a great opportunity. That's great. And so it's for all year long, and it's a sponsorship, correct?
Correct.
And this, how do they sign up for this?
Again, if you need some more information about it, you can either drop by the shelter.
Okay.
Would be more than happy to talk with you about it there, or you can reach out to me at randyl@santarosa.fl.gov and I can get you the information that you're looking for.
Perfect. Awesome. And don't forget, they have a kitten shower tonight. That's from 4 to 6, correct, Jennifer?
Yes, that
yes.
is correct.
And who's going to be there? They're going to have animals for you to see?
Well, anything that's there, they're welcome to see. But,
okay.
It's
or
mainly
adopt.
Or adopt. Please.
But yeah, we had like almost 2,000, I think, kittens last year that were fostered. So we're anticipating
oh, 2,000,
that.
2,000, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now that won't all be this month.
Mm-hmm.
Kitten season lasts throughout the summer, but we're kicking off the kitten season, which actually started a few weeks ago. We're kicking it off with this kitten shower.
Okay,
which
great.
Is, a fun and exciting thing for us to do because we have lots of new mothers.
Yes.
So if you need a little kitty, he's giving you a hint. If you are just tuning in with me, you are listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are talking to Randy Lambert and Jennifer Arne with Santa Rosa Animal Shelter about little kittens. If you would like to foster, volunteer, head on over to their webpage. It is santarosa.fl.gov. They have plenty of options on here: search lost pets, shelter wish list, adoption application, training and behavior resources as well. So you don't miss out on that. They also have some really awesome statistics. Their population, the total adoptions for this month is 115. So that's for the month of April, it's 115.
That sounds correct.
Wow, that's a lot because mm-hmm. we're not even through with April.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Y'all are doing a really good service for our community. And then the total, what does total altered mean on here?
Spay or neuter.
Okay. That makes sense now.
Our county ordinance requires that before we can adopt an animal out, it has to have its rabies shot, be current on all other vaccines, and be spay or neutered.
Okay. So we...
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also has a microchip.
Really?
And all of that's included in the cost of the adoption.
Wow, that's great. And so if I wanted to foster a kitty, I would just go over to your website, correct?
You could, or come by the shelter, whichever.
So, by the shelter. And then you have to fill out an application. What is the whole process with that?
It's very easy.
It's easy?
They can actually fill out an application online to adopt, or they can come to the shelter. And a lot of times it's just the same day. So you show up and cats are $10, dogs are $25, and a lot of times you leave with them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great opportunity. We had a friend text in, Miss Vicky Perkins. I have 3 mama cats. One is mine and 2 are outdoor cats that we feed, strays. All 3 had kittens in April, so I have 12 kittens. Kittens everywhere.
So we encourage spay and neuter. We also encourage wait until 8. And so what that means is when they are 8 weeks old, that is when people should really bring them to the shelter. A lot of people think that they're doing a good thing by bringing us 1 and 2 week old kittens.
Mm-hmm.
They have just drastically reduced their life.
Really?
Yes. Because, or their chances at life, because mm-hmm. They need a mama. You know, newborns
True.
Need moms.
Mm-hmm.
So as great of fosters that we have that bottle feed a lot of mm-hmm. these babies, the survival rate is just not as high as it would be if they had their mother.
Right. true. Very true.
So it's very important that when you see a kitten or two kittens, mama is nearby and she's moving them someplace. So when you disrupt what mama's doing, like Jennifer is saying, you're really drastically reducing the probability that that animal is going to survive at that young age. And it's difficult to tell people that when they come in our front door and they say, I just found these two kittens. They're really little. And we're like, you know, this is not going to turn out well because mama was moving them from point A to point B and you interrupted that.
Right. 'Cause
she can only carry one at a time.
True.
And she's not going to come back if she feels like she's watched. So a lot of times I will tell people that they can put, like a ring of flour, baking soda, just around the kittens, and you can see paw prints, and a lot of times you'll know
that's
that the
smart.
Mama is around.
What a great idea. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take a quick break. If you have a question, before we wrap things up, 437-1620. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are here with Randy and Jennifer with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We had a friend tell us that she has 12 kitties, but they're doing great. Miss Vicki Perkins said they got their shots, they're all doing great, and they hope to find some homes for them, fingers crossed. So that's wonderful news over there. And I wanted you to reiterate what you told me on break about you only accept kittens from Santa Rosa County, correct?
Right. We would love to help everybody out, but we really have to service our county. So when you come in with an animal or a litter, we're going to ask for an ID to verify that you are a resident of Santa Rosa County. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we're giving the citizens of our county, their full.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget, there's a kitten shower tonight from 4 to 6. You can head on over to santarosa.fldel.gov for more information. Coming up, we have Paul with Running Wild. He's the expert of all things running. You don't want to miss out. I'm sure he's got some 5Ks for you to know about. We're excited about that. We're going to have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom at News Radio 92.3.